brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
So the Thunder snap a five-game road losing streak. They snap a five-game overall losing streak, collecting their fourth consecutive win in Brooklyn against the Nets. And they do it in season-high offensive fashion, a robust effort, 130-109 Thunder.
Matt Pitts on the call last night in New York. Welcome back, Matt, and thanks for joining us on this Friday. Matt, the Thunder, listen, I mean, the Nets had a unique scheduling situation. Every team has dealt with it this year. The Thunder have dealt with it. And, hey, even though Durant wasn't playing, the Thunder still had to go against James Harden, had to take advantage of the opportunity, and they really played well. So these things happen in the NBA. But just your thoughts about how the Thunder came out and attacked from the get-go last night.
Yeah, you know, offensively, I think we've seen this coming. And last night was the optimal moment to just unleash the improvement that they've shown on the offensive end in the last few games. Their turnover totals have been really down. The assists have been up. A season-high 32 assists last night. Again, I believe 11 turnovers, which is just incredible. Shot the highest percentage they have at 52. They knocked down 23 pointers, a season high, and scored 130 points. So, yeah, you know, there's no doubt the Nets were in a really tough bind. The league put them in. They had to make up a game in Portland Monday after playing at home on Sunday. That's a bi-coastal trip. Then Central Time Zone, a game against the Bulls on Wednesday night that preceded their game with the Thunder last night that started at 10 o'clock Eastern or 9 Central. Got home around 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning before facing the Thunder, and the Nets threw their hands up and basically said, our guys that have logged a lot of minutes this season, we're not playing tonight. And as a result of that, it was a vulnerable roster. It was a team that was fatigued, and the Thunder just pounced all over them and won big. They got a great performance from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, again, with 33 points. He had a near triple-double, 10 rebounds and 9 assists. And Lu Dort was outstanding, outscoring James Harden, 27-26, and limiting Harden to a really poor efficiency night from the field, 7 of 22 shooting. So all across the board, just you know, the team really rose, played exceptionally well. I think you know, everybody talks about being geared to play at the mecca of basketball, Madison Square Garden, but when you're playing in Brooklyn, you get juices flowing just as well. To play in New York City is always exciting for players in the NBA.
Matt, the NBA is just full of just great guards all over the place, but it's very rare when you have a great guard combo, when you have two guys. I mean, I think about Stephen Clay and, you know, C.J. McCollum and Damian Lillard, those kind of guys. But on a night where your starting guard scores 60 points, those two guys bring nightmare after nightmare to defenses because of their skill sets and the versatility of both of them, and plus the defensive Dort plays. And how about that block from Shai last night? So, I mean, when you just look around the league and you go, who's got a better pair of guards than us, that list isn't very long.
No, and I think that when you're talking about growing into an identity and starting pretty much from scratch, to have those players as staples that understand the structure of the system, they know the culture, they have ownership in the culture, that makes a difference as well. It goes a long way. So guys that come in with Shai and Lou having established something already here, like Josh Giddey, like Jeremiah Robinson-Earl, Trey Mann, Aaron Wiggins, the rookies, there's an indoctrination process that goes on. But those guys are leaders, and they've led throughout the course of this season to this point. And last night, no matter what Steve Nash and his staff designed, the Thunder had answers for it on the defensive end for Brooklyn and their offensive end. So it's really fun to see the improvement this team continues to generate. Early on, it was more stark on the defensive end. Now, offensively, significant steps and strides being made.
Is it significant, Matt, that even though last night that Lu Dort and Shai Gilgeous had the nights that they had, that Josh Giddey didn't just wilt away? I mean, he had a really nice night as well.
Yeah, I think that you can count on him contributing significantly in some way every game, no matter what's going on around him. And the exciting thing about watching Josh continue to blossom, 7 assists last night, he scored 19 points himself, is that you see how he's going to make players around him better. So as the Thunder continue to build their roster, likely primarily through the NBA draft, the guys that come in will learn the same thing that his teammates have learned now. If they cut hard, if they find ways to get open, he'll find a way to get them involved in a scoring position. So I think that was a stroke of genius, honestly, by Sam Presti in this past draft, because you established a player in a 6'8" body that is going to make his teammates better in a big way moving forward. So I think it's a terrific strategy, as it turned out in this past draft, that's going to really pay dividends.
Matt, kind of big picture NBA stuff, but also something that does affect the Thunder. You're starting to see stories about the Clippers maybe starting to evaluate their projection this season. If Paul George doesn't come back, and they might want to save some money by trading some parts, which would benefit the Thunder. Do you see the Clippers doing that, or you think they're going to hold off and try to make a run at the playoffs?
It's really hard to tell, Curtis. I think their owner is very mindful of the marketing position the Clippers have to really fight for opposite the Lakers in Los Angeles, a new building coming his way in the next couple of years in Inglewood. Could they take a breather this year and restock and maybe get some draft assets, given everything they gave up to get Paul George? I think it would be wise to potentially move a Marcus Morris or even a Serge Ibaka in hopes of bringing back at least an early second-round pick. But Ballmer is such a competitive guy that he may be adamantly against that. I think it's a wise basketball concept and decision, and we'll see if Lawrence Frank and Michael Winger, a former Thunder front office person, can persuade the owner to go in that direction, because if they do go in that direction, it's of enormous benefit to the Thunder, who won their first-round pick in this coming draft.
Another guy I want to get to on the roster, and I've described his step-back jump shot now as he just took a man's soul. When Trey Mann crosses over and he takes that step-back jump shot like he did last night, like he did from three a couple nights ago, I mean, when you get rookies in the league, Matt, you just hope they show themselves to be NBA players. They can play in the league and they're not overwhelmed by anything. But when he's on the floor, there's at least one time every night where I think he's special. He has a special skill set. But that step-back jump shot is one of the craziest things I've ever seen. Just, I mean, listen, having the nerve to do it in the league and knowing your coach is so okay with you doing it in the league, it's an incredible thing to see a guy that young have that much confidence and that much of a skill set.
Well, I'm always reminded in watching him play, Spinoza, of how I grew up and what I was taught, and that is, if you're not looking at the belly button of the guy you're guarding, then you could be deceived and you could look really silly. And he makes guys look silly left and right with that crossover. It's Iverson-like. Now, he doesn't have the burst that Iverson had in getting to the basket, but it creates shots for him in any scenario. And we've seen so many times this season late in the shot clock that he finds a way by being the slippery player he is, by having the skill to move one side to the other really, really quickly and then utilize the step back to get open looks. The shooting percentage is not where he wants it to be as yet, but we see him increasing his rebounding totals game to game. So, there's so much focus on Josh Giddey, and deservedly so, but this rookie class has really impacted what Thunder are doing this season, all four guys that they took in this past draft.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are in town tomorrow night to take on your Oklahoma City Thunder. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. Of course, Matt Pinto will be on the call. You can listen to the game right here at 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal. Matt, as always, we appreciate you, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Take care. We are the Morning Animals. Coming up next, we will welcome you to the weekend on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.